Matt Greenwood welcoming you on to KJEV Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. I'm joined by some guys you really want to hear from today, for sure, because they're going to be participating in the American Legion Baseball World Series in Shelby, North Carolina, tomorrow afternoon. A noon start our time, 1 o'clock their time. But, yeah, let's introduce to you the Festus Post 253 squad that is out in Shelby, North Carolina. We got head coach Zach Bone on the line, as well as Jordan Duncan, pitcher and infielder, Isaac Hamilton, catcher, as well as Jake Leitner, outfielder and pitcher, and Brendan Smock, pitcher, and, well, a guy that drove in a run in the Mid-South Regional Championship game as well. Joining us here on KJEV Sports Talk, Brendan Smock from Perryville, who, as a matter of fact, has been announced by Coach Bone as the starting pitcher for Game 1 against Albuquerque, Post 13 out of New Mexico tomorrow in the opening of pool play. They are in the Stars division, if I remember correctly. So, Coach, man, I mean, we're just so happy back here, as I know you feel the love out there. But we're just so happy and proud of you guys and what the guys have been able to do out there making the World Series. So happy to have you on here. And I guess we'll just start with you, Coach Bone, and just, you know, what this has been like since, I guess, mid to late May. You kind of had an idea as to who was going to be playing for you this summer, and then, you know, going through June, July, and into August, and here we are mid-August, and you guys are still playing.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind couple days here, Matt. After winning Sunday night, there was a lot of things to do. Got back to the hotel probably 7:30. Started to work on some flight information for the kids, making sure they had their driver's licenses, things like that. Making sure we had our stuff packed up, making sure we knew what we were going to take. The kids started filling out their ESPN questionnaires and things of that nature. So, really busy Sunday night after the win. Monday was pretty hectic for the coaching staff. I think a lot of these guys spent some time relaxing and recovering a little bit, but trying to get everything in line, trying to get laundry done. You know, this will be, I think today is day 9 that we've been gone. It'll be at least 15 by the time it's all said and done, possibly 16, 17. So it's been a long trip, but I think we're getting pretty good at traveling. Hopefully, we're getting pretty good at learning how to sleep in the hotels and things like that and how to get ourselves ready to play in that situation. So, I thought our guys really responded well. And what we knew coming in to this summer, we were going to have a really good baseball team. Our junior team was loaded up last summer. We knew we had a lot of important guys back from the senior team. It's hard to ever say that you foresee something like this coming, but we knew we were going to be really good.
Yeah, you know what? I think we all kind of knew, especially the years that a lot of the guys that we're talking to today and other guys on the team had during their high school seasons, whether it was, you know, Isaac Hamilton for Hillsborough and his season, or Jordan Duncan for you, Coach, at Herculaneum in his season as a junior. The list goes on and on. Jeremy Eisenman, very strong, going to be going to Maryville. So, I mean, this is information that I know a lot of our listeners already know, and they just kind of knew from the seasons that the guys had in high school that this might be a special group. Talk about Coach, just what it's like to work with these guys every single day and to see the talent and see that the talent got you guys to the World Series.
Well, you know, it's been obviously a lot of baseball this summer, 48 games in now. And, I think one of the things that Coach Harrell and I always talk about it is this team plays better when we play frequently. There's been days this summer we played, doubleheaders. There was even a day we played 3 games of tournament. We played, for 5 straight days last week. And, I think we played our best baseball. When we played frequently, we get a little bit of a routine and a rhythm and things like that. I also think that we've probably played our best baseball, with our backs against the wall throughout the postseason. So going into that last week, we knew there were going to be a lot of good baseball teams there. There were. Hastings, Nebraska was wonderful to us. There were 1,200 people there on Saturday night for our game against Hastings. Really loud, great facility, and they put on a great show there. But, it's been, like I said, a whirlwind month here in the postseason. But one of the things that I really admire about this group is I feel like they've answered the bell pretty much every day for going on 3 full months now. And, it's been obviously some ups and downs this postseason. I think there's been times when, certainly times we played better than others over the last month. But we played really well last week. We pitched great all week. some really huge hits out of our guys. We were really solid defensively, and it's been fun to see.
Yeah, it's been fun to cover, to watch, to hear all that good stuff. And we're happy to have Isaac and Jordan and Brendan and Jake with us this afternoon. Coach, you sort of dove into a little bit about the Sunday, the day that you guys clinched the Mid-South Regional Championship and flying into North Carolina and all that stuff. I think a lot of people might be interested to see or hear about kind of what you guys have been up to since you landed in North Carolina. So what is Shelby, North Carolina like, and what have you guys, been on a schedule for?
This town really goes all out for this thing. And we were fortunate last week because the town of Hastings really went all in for it too, and a lot of support there in the area. But this has been everything that they said it would be. We know couple teams that have been here, a couple teams on our schedule. Bryan, Arkansas, who we played in the regionals, one of them. And they said it really is a once-in-a-lifetime type baseball experience. So we got into the airport yesterday at about 2 o'clock. Some of our guys, first time on an airplane. We had some guys dealing with some air sickness, some things like that. And, it was certainly a long day of travel. We left out of Grand Island Airport in Nebraska at about 6 a.m. yesterday, so we were up at 3 a.m. Out of the hotel by 4, on the plane by 6. We were in Dallas by about 7:45, back out the door on the plane and into Charlotte by about 2 o'clock. Our host parents met us at the airport. They had their Mid-South Regional Champion signs, and they had the bus there and loaded it up and brought us back here. We had our orientation meeting. Gene Stephenson, former Wichita State coach, was there. He's doing some color commentary for ESPN this week, and spoke to the boys a little bit. We got the rundown on some things. Some of our guys shot some ESPN promotional videos. Met with the ESPN crew last night to talk about some of our guys, just give them the rundown on some things. I think our guys were pretty gassed last night. We went 8, and we had some guys who were kind of heads bobbing at the table, so it was good for us to get back and call it an early night. Today, we were up, had our workout this morning over at the field, team pictures. We got an hour to practice on the field and hit the cages. Came back here. Coach Harrell and I just got back from the coaches meeting where they went through all the rules, rundowns, coin tosses, things of that nature. At 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to line up for the opening festival, which will be at the LeGrand Center here in Shelby. Everywhere you go here in town, there's something that says American Legion World Series. Someone's wearing an American Legion World Series shirt. The facility, the field over there is phenomenal. It's really been very impressive so far, and look forward to seeing what tonight's going to look like.
All right, good deal. Well, Coach, I know it's been a long journey to this point, and I know this means a lot to you personally to be in this World Series, have these guys to get you there, obviously with your coaching background and your father, Pat Bone, taking the very first Festus Post 253 squad to the World Series back in 2009. So we know it means a lot to you. We know you guys are on a tight schedule, so I appreciate you fitting us in this afternoon.
Yeah, you got it, man. It obviously is very special. I think you hit on exactly when you said these guys that got us here, and they really have. It's the players that have taken us here. It's the kids that have gotten us to this point. As a coaching staff, we try to help them however we can. We've told them, we're going to go wherever you take us, and they deserve all the credit for getting us here. So I'm going to let you talk to them. I think people are tired of hearing my voice back home. I will warn everybody in advance that we're all sitting here in the same hotel room for this interview. So if any of these guys says something somewhat humorous, you're probably going to hear some guys laughing at him. So listeners, be warned, and I'll let them take it from here.
All right, good deal. Got us chuckling back here in our silent studio where no one else is listening but myself. But anyway, all right, Coach, appreciate the comments once more. Let's go ahead and let's bring up Isaac Hamilton to the mic. Why don't we do that? Of course, I choose Isaac because his hit was essentially the decisive one in the Mid-South Regional Championship game against Bryant. I think it was either 2-2 or 3-2 the score. Bases were loaded, and then Hamilton ripped a double to left and a very clutch moment for a soon-to-be senior at Hillsborough. So wrap your head around that a junior in high school in a lot of pressure situations has come up huge for this Post 253 squad. So, Isaac, I know we've spoken in the past, and so you're a seasoned professional here with these interviews. But, yeah, man, let's start off with that hit. Talk about that, going through the motions there and that moment for you as a Festus Legion ball player.
Well, I was coming up to the plate and at that bat, thinking to help my team, obviously, because there was, no outs in that situation. I think there was either no outs or two outs. And, I was coming up to, I was really nervous for my first at bat, shaking and everything. Well, the next at bat that came up, it was more relaxed, knowing that we were up 3-2 at the point, and then, got a pitch to handle and drove it, so.
Well, obviously, when we talked to Coach after the win, he had mentioned, several moments throughout these playoffs, if you will, that you have provided the big knock when absolutely necessary. And as you just said there, your first at bat, you were kind of nervous about the whole thing. But then at that point in the game with the bases loaded in that situation, you were a little bit more relaxed. And as I mentioned, going into asking you that question, you are going to be a senior at Hillsborough High School. You were a junior this past year, so you haven't gotten your senior status just yet. That'll take place next week. Where does the mental fortitude, if you will, come from? Is it just support from your teammates, or just, where do you get this strong mentality and this ability to just step up in these big moments that maybe, 95% of guys would falter under?
Well, I think we all kind of pick each other up. If one guy, is down, there's always somebody else there to pick him up or do something, that's pretty strong in our situation. For example, last week when we were playing Bryant, Jordan, he picked us all up, he drove the first run into the game, and then Levi also picked us up again, tied it up there in the fourth inning. But, it's just all about, team effort and everything, picking each other up and everything, so.
Yeah, very good. Anytime the phrase World Series is mentioned, whether it's World Series of Poker or Major League Baseball World Series or what have you, a World Series means that that you're one of the best, and you're about to face seven of the best in the entire nation beginning tomorrow with the Albuquerque Post 13 team out of New Mexico. As you just sort of think about the fact that you're in a World Series, you're in this type of competition, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think if we go out there and play our own game, we'll have a pretty good chance to win this whole thing, so. That's about all I have to say about that.
All right, very cool. As Coach mentioned, ESPN's going to be there. You had your ESPN questionnaires to fill out and a whole bunch of, promotional video type stuff. What's that experience like? There's not a lot of people that can say they've done all this.
Even doing the questionnaire thing, I was kind of nervous to put some certain things on there because I didn't know, especially if I'm coming up to bat or something and they're going to read it off. I didn't know, if they'd read something the wrong way or, put something different in place of what I put or anything. So, I kind of just took it easy and put simple things on there. And it's really cool to think about that too. It's always been a dream of mine to be a part of a game like this or anything. Like when I was younger, I always wanted to go to the Little League World Series, and I think this is 100 times better than that. So,
all right, very well. Hey, good answers, man. Obviously, you're a pretty clutch player for Post 253, and we wish you the best of luck and the guys as well heading into this World Series here tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and let's speak to Jake Leitner, outfielder and pitcher for Post 253. We'll bring him up here now. And again, Festus Post 253 in the American Legion Baseball World Series in Shelby, North Carolina. And I'll take this moment here to plug in the radio coverage of the World Series for the Festus team. Our great thanks to KTC Broadcasting out in North Carolina, Cherryville, North Carolina. They are covering this American Legion World Series on WCSL 1590 AM. They've got an online resource that you can use that we have available on our Twitter account, KJFF Sports, as well as MIMO Info Sports, and on Facebook as well. We've pretty much put it anywhere you can find it, and it's a very simple process to go through. And again, our thanks to them for picking up coverage of this World Series for our Festus guys. And all right, Jake, I imagine you're a little bit closer to the mic than everyone else, so we certainly appreciate it. And yeah, man, let's just start talking about the World Series and just wrapping your head around being a part of this experience.
Man, everything is awesome. It's definitely something that you can't do every day, and there's a lot of people that definitely want to be here, and it's really exciting that we had the opportunity to make it with all of our coaches and all the players on the team that really do a great job of keeping everything together, and pretty much just it's amazing to be a part of.
I think what's really incredible about this team, and Isaac kind of touched on it, guys do pick each other up. 1 through 9, there is no easy out. That's been proven all summer long, and you've been a major part of that, sort of in the middle of that order. When you're sort of tasked with that responsibility to be a guy that comes up in big situations as a 4 or 5 or 3 hitter, talk about, you know, sort of how you get focused on that.
Well, I just try to keep myself locked in every at bat and keep everything focused and just try to drive the ball every time.
In terms of your performance so far this summer, maybe a moment that sort of sticks out to you. You know, how would you grade yourself in terms of performance so far this summer, and just, you know, any moments that really stand out to you? Kind of mention that to our listeners.
Oh, definitely winning regionals, and I think one of the biggest ones this year was losing zone. Losing zone definitely put something behind our butt because we definitely got pretty angry after that zone loss, and definitely is one of the reasons why we're here where we are now.
Okay, very well. Obviously, there's a moment, whether positive or negative, that kind of kickstarts something even better down the line. And all right, so that was that for you, the Zone 4 loss. Very neat. All right, man. Again, World Series bound, and there's a little bit more extra coverage for you guys than the normal radio or video type thing here locally. So what's it been like, the ESPN experience for Jake Leitner?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. We got to do a little bit of the introduction things yesterday. I got to do a couple bat flips on camera for hopefully it'll make it on there. But I think it's going to be an experience that we're never going to forget. So there'll be a lot of people there and a lot of fans watching at home. And it's going to be a great time.
I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, Jake. Anyone back home you'd like to say hello to?
Well, let's see. So I got one person that I always kept in mind. His name is Coach Barry Stafford. He's definitely one of the people that helped me where I am here now, and he's one of the people that influenced me to play Legion, and I'm thankful for him to help me with that.
All right, good deal. Well, hey, if you have anything else you want to say before we switch over to Jordan Duncan, you got the floor.
Well, I'll just tell Jordan good luck.
All right, very well. All right, we do appreciate Jake Leitner joining us here. I got about 10 more minutes with these guys, so we'll soak up the most we can and let them go on about their orientation that they have tonight. So stepping up to the mic, if you will, is Jordan Duncan, Herculaneum product, obviously a guy that can pitch and hit, and he's got power. He's got a good, strong right arm, and obviously has played a huge role in the success of this team. And Jordan, good to talk to you again, man.
Yep.
All right, so World Series bound. You've heard Isaac and Jake sort of give their answers about their thoughts on being a part of this whole thing. So what are yours?
It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like Coach says, it comes and goes, and it's going to come through fast. And we just got to take every moment very carefully and enjoy it while it's here.
You're obviously, based on things that you've done throughout this summer, do not shy away from the big stage, and this is the biggest stage of baseball at this point in your life and your career, baseball career. whenever you guys clinched the Mid-South Regional Championship over Bryant, and you started having these thoughts just coming right through you, flowing right through you. Just talk about what those thoughts were and how you've sort of been able to adapt to this sort of whirlwind experience for you guys.
I was just really thinking of all the things that we've overcome this summer, really. And like, we go from winning districts to losing zone and then losing the state championship. I mean, that's a huge motivation. It could have been a real demotivation for us, but we really put a spark into it, and we're here.
Yes, you are. When I asked you about Hastings, Nebraska, you had a very memorable comment about it didn't smell too great, but how does Shelby, North Carolina smell and look?
It's a great place to be around. It's a great town. They're all supportive, like Coach Bone said, and it's great to be out here.
I know you're representing Herculaneum quite proudly, and Coach Bona, of course, as well. Of course, you play for them, and he coaches them during the school year. As far as thinking about that and just knowing that Herculaneum is such a small community, like a lot of the communities around here, for Jordan Duncan and Zach Bone to really represent Herculaneum on a big stage like this, what does that mean to you?
It definitely shows that anybody can be out here. It just takes dedication, and it's really, really in the heart. So it's good to represent the town up here.
Anyone you want to give a shout out to back home?
Definitely Ryan Dickerman and Matt Bunch. They've been talking to me this whole way up here, and they're a good motivation for me.
How was that interview with Austin Bearden, a Herculaneum graduate, after your Mid-South Regional Championship?
Oh, it was good. He just asked a couple questions, like if I had my Skittles and all that, and I definitely did.
All right, good deal, man. Well, again, best of luck to you and Isaac and Jake. I know you guys are starting to get ready for this orientation, so we'll say goodbye to you, and thank you again so much for your time, and go win a World Series title.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Jordan Duncan. I believe we got one more guy to go, and it's going to be the starting pitcher for Game 1 against Albuquerque Post 13. Game 1 at noon tomorrow. That's noon our time, Festus time, 1 o'clock out in North Carolina time. But Brendan Smock, representative of Perryville, Missouri Perryville High School as well, joining us here to wrap things up. Brendan, you get Game 1, man. What's going through your mind at this point?
I'm really excited to be here and have this opportunity to pitch in Game 1. I'm just going to go up there and do what I've been doing all summer, throwing a lot of strikes and getting a lot of soft contact, and relying on my defense to do a lot of work for me.
Remind me, if you will, the game that you pitched in the Mid-South Regional, and just sort of your thoughts on going through the motions of the second to biggest stage that you're currently on. You're currently in the World Series, the biggest stage for you guys, but obviously the Mid-South Regional, sort of the step before that, but you got to pitch in that. Talk about that experience.
Oh, it was a blast. I had an ump. He had a pretty big zone, but it was really consistent with it, so that helped me a lot. And then my defense was very solid behind me. I think we had one error or something like that. It wasn't bad. And our hitting came around later in the game and got the W.
And which game was that?
That was Game 2, I believe, against Bryant.
Against Bryant. Okay, very well. All right, so again, as I've asked guys before you, you are participating in the American Legion Baseball World Series. You've got extra coverage now, extra eyes on you guys, including ESPN. Talk about this ride so far and Shelby, North Carolina being a part of all this.
It's insane. We went and looked at the field yesterday, and everyone's jaw just dropped. I was watching the American Legion World Series last year, and I was just thinking it'd be awesome to be there. And here I am. We're here. We're going to be on TV. It's going to be exciting.
Yes, it will be, and I know a lot of people will be excited to watch it, a lot of people excited to listen to it as well. Unfortunately, we couldn't be out there, but, you know, there are different mediums for us to be able to cover you guys, and this, you know, this is going to work out with ESPN and WCSL Radio 1590 AM. So you've got television and radio, which are about the only two mediums that really can bring the sort of coverage, obviously the newspaper as well. But as you just sort of move forward from Perryville, I know you graduated this past year. Obviously, you take with you on this journey some folks with you, in your heart, that sort of thing, and in your mind. For you, who are those folks from Perryville High School or just the town itself?
Well, my family is a really big influence. And they're the reason why I'm able to play with Festus right now. And all my friends back home, they just support me through everything. And they're all going to be watching and cheering us on.
All right, good deal. ESPN questionnaire, what was that like for you?
Oh, that was a piece of cake. Just write down the quickest answer that comes to my mind and put it on there.
Well, what were some of the questions? I'm just kind of curious.
I think one of them was an interesting fact about me, and I wrote, I'm a PO who rakes.
Okay, I'll be interested to hear that mentioned on the broadcast for sure. Coach Bone mentioned, and we'll get you out on this just because it's kind of fun, but Coach Bone mentioned that a lot of you guys haven't actually flown before. Are you one of them?
Yeah, that was my first time on a plane.
Did you make it through okay?
Yeah, I slept most of the way.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're up at 3 a.m., I could understand that. All right, man. Well, final thoughts, Brendan, on this World Series experience this season up to this point and getting the call for Game 1.
It's going to be awesome.
All right, there you go. Nice and sweet, or short and sweet there. So, all right, Brendan, appreciate it. And I guess we'll let you guys go. Enjoy orientation this afternoon, or evening, I should say. And we'll all be rooting for you from afar and be watching you and listening to you guys play some baseball, and hopefully you guys win a World Series title. So thank you so much again for y'all's time.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Brendan Smock. Before him, it was Jordan Duncan. Before him, Jake Leitner. And before him, Isaac Hamilton, with Coach Bone kicking us off here. So that does it for our conversation with Coach Bone and the players of Festus Post 253. Again, to remind you, they are in the American Legion Baseball World Series. Game 1 is tomorrow at noon our time, 1 o'clock their time. Festus Post 253 taking on Albuquerque Post 13 out of New Mexico. It is pool play. They are guaranteed three games, and depending on how they do there, will determine how they play out Monday and Tuesday. But we hope they bring a World Series home. We'll be rooting on Festus Post 253 to do just that. And again, you can catch coverage of the game on air on KJF through WCSL 1590 AM. We'll have the game potted up on our KJF airwaves, and we'll have it available for you online as well. You can check out the link on our Twitter accounts, MIMO Info Sports and KJFF Sports, and on Facebook as well at MIMO Info Sports. So, that's it for KJF Sports Talk as well. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good rest of your Wednesday evening.